Let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with your host, JB, John Boggs.
Hey, Jeff, do you have any family pets?
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
Dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be a cat man. I can see you with a dog. What kind of dog do you have? Heinz 57?
No. I have a Jack Russell and part lab and border collie.
Oh, I've got a lab. I just lost a Chow German Shepherd mix about a year ago. But if I didn't have a dog, there's one at the Humane Society.
That's right.
And Rita Lutz is looking at me. I fell in love with Maddie, a St. Bernard that they had out there. They brought to the Business Expo. And just the most loving St. Bernard I think I've ever seen. Unfortunately, she is a one-dog family, or goes for a one-dog family. She doesn't like other dogs. And when I mentioned her to my wife looked at me very sternly and says, "We are not going to have another dog."
Now, that's what I said.
But, yeah. Well, my wife would probably like to have a couple cats, although I'm allergic to cats. But
yeah, that's my problem. I can't have them in the house.
Yeah. Well, this weekend is Bark in the Park, so you need to load the dog up and bring him out to the Jay County Fairgrounds between 11 and 4. We have Tara Drum, who's the executive director of the Humane Society, talk to us a little bit about Bark in the Park. Tara, who came up with the name?
I actually did. There are other events in the area up north of Fort Wayne that have similar names and similar activities and stuff, so we decided we wanted to try it.
I really like Bark. When you say Bark in the Park, you almost immediately know what it's going to be.
Right, exactly. That's why we went with that
one. That's great. Well, tell us about all the events that are going to be going on. There's a bunch of things happening here.
Yes, there are. We're going to have dog contests, so bring your dogs. Everything from best dressed to biggest and smallest, best trick, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot of vendors, dog-related vendors. There's going to be some dog rescues, obedience training people there, people selling items that are dog-related. We are going to have some demonstrations. We have a behaviorist from Muncie who's going to talk about a pit bull that he had rehabilitated. We have a weapons canine, actually, from the DNR. She's going to come and show us how her dog finds weapons. Dr. Bader's going to speak, and we also have an agility demo.
Wow.
We have a DJ. There's agility equipment you can try out with your dogs. There's a microchip clinic, nail trims, face mm-hmm. painting for the kids.
Now,
all kinds of stuff.
The nail trims, I hate trimming my dog's
Most
nails.
People do.
Yeah. So that's $5.
$5, yes.
That's really a bargain. It's a bargain if you get your dog in the car and out of the car at the event. But, yeah.
And it is done by professional groomers, so they do know what they're doing.
Okay, and the microchipping, $20, that's pretty reasonable, isn't it?
It is. A lot of vets charge around $40, and this is a lifetime registration for your dog. So it would protect your dog for its whole lifetime. If it goes to a shelter or gets lost, all it needs is scanned, and they can be brought back home to you.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier before we went on the air about the Humane Society's been very, very visible this year. You've been out raise a lot of money. Tell us a little bit about how things are going out at the shelter. How's your budget going? I know I'm giving you a loaded question, but I'm giving you the opportunity to plead for some help here.
Exactly, right. Right now, we are over full of animals. And probably, I guess you could put it under full of money. We're a little bit low on money right now, so donations are always welcome. We are extremely full of animals, so if anybody's interested in a pet, please come out and check and see what we have.
Okay, I know you've got a great group of pets, and some of them appear on our Facebook page from time to time.
Right, right. We are also going to bring a lot of our adoptable dogs out to Bark in the Park, so if you're looking for a new dog, come out, see what we have.
And if you don't have a dog and you want that first-time great big dog, Maddie.
She's a wonderful sweetheart. Dog.
She's a sweetheart. So, well, tell us about your fundraising and about your budget. Why are things so tight?
I think donations have just slowed down a little bit. And, of course, bills are ever increasing. So I don't really know. I mean, it goes up and down. Okay. So right now we're hoping it starts going up really soon.
Okay. Do you need volunteers out at the shelter?
We can always use volunteers. Anything from working in the shelter to helping with fundraisers like the Bark in the Park. There's always all kinds of things that we can use help with if anybody's interested.
You did have a fundraiser the other night at Buffalo Wings and Rings, and I was telling Sharon I had another commitment, and I drove past just as the thing was starting, and there were legions of people there.
Yes. It was a busy night, and we brought some dogs so people could see them, and we actually had one adoption from that night.
Great, great. Well, I know you have great dogs and great cats. Do you have any other unusual animals at the shelter right now?
Not right now. Recently, we've had a rabbit and we had a ferret, but at this time, it's just dogs and cats.
Someone came in and adopted the ferret?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That sounds more like a Jeffrey O type pet.
They're pretty popular.
Are they? Are they? Okay. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the event and make sure we have everything covered here with all of your sponsors and all. But right now, let's go back to Jeffrey O and pay a couple bills.
I could just see you with a squirrel, John.
I knew you'd come up with something.
I knew you're a little squirrely this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back with John here in just a moment. It's 8:22. This is PG-14, J Country 101.